Home. It is more than four walls and a roof. Home is a feeling. I'm Jennifer Stagg, and I believe that home is the most important place on the planet. Here, I dive into all things home, whether it's tips from my latest DIY project or interviews that examine what gives a house that something special. Join me as I get to the heart of the home. If you're feeling like there is just something missing in your home and you can't quite put your finger on it, it may be natural elements. Textures like wood, greenery, like live plants, wicker, things found in nature. Those things give your home life and make it feel like a living, breathing thing. Well, in today's episode of The Heart of the Home, I'm sharing some really simple ways to incorporate natural elements into your home design. Hey guys, I'm jumping in for a minute to tell you about today's sponsor, Stagg Design. Stagg Design gives you beautiful products you can mix and match effortlessly to create your perfect home. Use the code HEARTOFTHEHOME for $10 off your next purchase. At Stagg Design, we believe home is what we make it. You can find us at stagdesignshop.com. That's Stagg with two G's. The number one way I like to incorporate something natural into my home is with plants. Now, I'm not talking about faux greenery, which is beautiful. I'm talking about the real deal, real live plants. And if you think you may be a plant killer, you can find some low maintenance type plants. But when we first moved into the Stagg Reno, the very first plants that I put in here were two fiddleleaf figs. Now, I had never owned fiddleleaf figs before, and I had heard their reputation was that they were a little bit finicky, that they died easily. So I asked a lot of people on how to care for them. I found some inexpensive fiddleleaf figs at my local Home Depot store and some beautiful planters from, I think I got them from West Elm, some modern planters. And then I put them in their spaces and water them once a week. That's it, just once a week. And they have flourished in my home. And I love that element of having live plants there. So some other places that you can put live plants in your home would be windowsills, entryways, countertops, even the bar cart. I have a nice bar cart in my corner that I've kind of transformed into a plant stand and have a bunch of different plants in one place. And a really, really easy way, if you're worried about the maintenance of taking care of a plant on a regular basis and having it become sort of a family member, just every time you go to the grocery store or to Costco, get a bouquet of fresh greenery. Trader Joe's supply of fresh greenery is amazing as well and really reasonably priced. And switch them out. Every time you go to the store, switch them out, put them on your countertop. And it just makes me feel good to have fresh plants in my home. The next way I would suggest to add natural elements into your home is to incorporate wood of some kind. So wood cabinetry is actually making a big comeback in design. So the days of the all-white kitchen, I don't think a white kitchen will ever go out of style because I think it's just timeless. But people are maybe putting a wood island or wood lower cabinets or a wood step stool in their kitchen, wood bar stools. That sort of warm wood tone is becoming a big popular thing in design again. So don't shy away from wood. Also, a wood coffee table is an easy way to do it. Live edge furniture, which is that wood that sort of has that raw edge to it, looks like it was just cut down from the tree. That is very popular, especially in mid-century design right now. So look for those live edge furniture pieces. You can often find them at places like TJ Maxx or Home Goods. Even just something small like a stool will give you that effect that you're looking for in your home. And also look for wood design accents, maybe some wood bookends or a nice wood floor lamp or something like that. Just a little touch of it here and there will give you that look that you're after. The third way that you can incorporate natural elements into your home is with natural stone. So obviously, countertops are a natural place for stone, but you can also go with a marble coffee table and a marble accent table or granite. If you get the right tones of granite, is becoming more popular as well. Or you can even do like a marble tray, maybe to put some soap in next to your kitchen sink, or maybe a marble serving tray or cake plate that sits up on a shelf or something like that. Marble just, I feel like, is timeless sophistication. Like any space that has marble in it is instantly elevated, in my opinion. And the next way is wicker. So wicker, I feel like, has kind of gotten a bad rap in the past because people are like, it feels very like retirement community. It feels old. But wicker is cool, people. Just trust me, wicker's cool. So if you go to a thrift store, I almost guarantee that you'll see some kind of wicker chair. Wicker's everywhere. And so a wicker chair from a thrift store is a super inexpensive way to incorporate that sort of natural element into your home. And if you hate it or it breaks or something like that, you probably only spent at max $25 on it. So you won't feel bad about throwing it away. And also baskets. So if you look around any space that I design, it's filled with baskets. Baskets for blankets, baskets for toys, baskets for pillows. I just think baskets are super practical. They also work really well for faux greenery, like over a plant to cover. Maybe you have an ugly pot that this faux tree came in or something. Stick it in a basket. It looks chic. Nobody will ever know that it's faux. So I always use baskets in design. So there you go. There are some really simple ways that you can add some natural elements into your home today. And I hope I encouraged you to gather all the greenery and become a crazy plant lady like me. I'm Jennifer Stagg, and you've been listening to The Heart of the Home. I hope you'll subscribe, review, and rate this podcast, and tune in next episode for more Heart of the Home. Thank you so much for listening.